Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is Ingrained Insights, a forum to explore the inventive world of grain-based snack and bakery products. Today's guest is Jill Clark, founding member and treasurer of True Source Honey. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Well, thank you, Doug. I'm thrilled to be able to be here with you.
True Source Honey is an effort by honey companies and honey industry participants to call attention to the problem of illegally sourced honey, to encourage action to protect consumers and customers from illegal practices, and to highlight and support legal, transparent, and ethical honey sourcing. The initiative seeks to help maintain the reputation of honey and sustain the U.S. honey sector. Jill, can you give us a quick look at the honey industry in the United States? How much honey is produced domestically and how much is imported? And how much honey is sold at retail versus used in manufactured food products?
Yeah, absolutely. The U.S. honey market, believe it or not, is about 600 million pounds per year. And 150 million pounds is produced here in the United States. Believe it or not, the largest honey producing state is North Dakota. And 25% of the honey produced just comes from that one state. The rest of the honey is going to be imported, and our primary importation partners are Argentina, Brazil, India, Vietnam, Canada, and Mexico. So now that we have that 600 million pounds of honey here in the U.S., where do we sell it to? A third of it is going to go to retail. You'll be picking that up in your grocery stores. Mm-hmm. A third of the honey is used as an ingredient in prepared foods like bread, cereals, snacks, yogurts, things like that. And then the other third would be used in food service, which would be like a restaurant application or a non-food use such as over-the-counter cough medicines or cosmetics or shampoos or things like that.
Yeah, right. So what was the impetus behind forming True Source Honey? Why was it created?
Well, back in the early 2000s, the honey industry was in quite a interesting predicament. We had a lot of illegal trading activity in the United States, and that was causing harm to the reputation of honey, but it was also creating a two-tiered market, and the illegally imported honey was much less expensive. And because we had all this illegal activity going on, honey ended up being involved in the largest food fraud case that the U.S. government ever brought against organizations. And so on one side, we had U.S. government agencies that were arresting and indicting people in our industry. And on the other side, we have had really concerned people who are concerned about the reputation of honey. And we wanted to make sure that consumers realized that there were many of us in the honey industry who really cared about honey and wanted to make sure that consumers were getting ethically sourced products.
So when you look into becoming a True Source certified honey producer, what are the steps that are required? What does somebody have to do in order to have that seal of approval?
Well, it all revolves around transparency. You need to be willing to have your supply chain be totally open and subject to auditing by a third party. And this stretches all the way back to either the beekeeper or the exporter, and then rolls into the North American honey packer who is providing the product to a U.S. consumer. And we have True Source certified standards that we all need to adhere to. And those standards are public and they're actually listed on our True Source Honey website that anyone who has interest can look through them and understand what we're doing.
So as I understand it, there are a number of different substances that could be used in honey to adulterate it. Are there specific testing methods that are used to detect sugars and syrups that shouldn't be in there?
True Source is using a battery of tests because we're primarily looking for C3 and C4 sugars that would show up in honey that are not supposed to be there. A C3 plant sugar would be rice or wheat or beet syrup, and a C4 plant sugar would be a cane or a corn syrup. And any of these could be added to honey to economically adulterate the product.
And are there audits that are conducted to confirm compliance with the standards? How do you make sure that True Source certified companies are maintaining the necessary practices?
Well, True Source has partnered with NSF International, which is a global safety organization that does independent certification audits. So they conduct all the third-party audits for True Source, regardless as to where on the globe you are located. And these audits can be announced audits, or they can be an unannounced inspection where they can just walk in and tour your facility and take samples.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you know, transparency is such a big topic in the food industry these days. How would a manufacturer of baked goods or snack products really know where their honey is coming from?
Well, I think the first suggestion would be to talk to your honey supplier. Are they TrueSource certified? Because if they are TrueSource certified, then you know you have the assurance that a third party is auditing their supply chain, their traceability, their authenticity testing. And if your supplier is not TrueSource certified, ask them if they would consider it. One of the reasons that the program was created was obviously when the honey industry was having all the issues in the early 2000s, no one was admitting they were involved in illegal activities. So we felt that we needed to build a program so people could, basically say it, do it, prove it. And
Yeah,
that's why
absolutely.
this is so important.
Does this certification with TrueSource certified honey, does that impact the pricing that say a bakery or snack manufacturer would face in terms of their ingredient sourcing?
Well, it's an interesting question because there's two ways to look at this. The actual cost of the program, the cost of the audits and the documentation is minimal. I mean, seriously, we're looking at less than a penny a pound for honey. But where this program would impact would be there are certain honeys that are not going to meet TrueSource standards for authenticity and traceability. So these honeys would be sold outside the program, and so there's where you could see there being a price difference. Because TrueSource certification does require your honey to meet certain standards.
Right, so it becomes almost like a benchmark of quality for honey used in the industry.
Correct. It almost will set up a two-tier market where you've got honey that meets all these requirements and you've got honey that does not. And that obviously will be sold at a lesser price.
And do you see manufacturers using the TrueSource certified logo on their products?
We do. We had success instantly at the retail level, where if you go to the grocery store, you'll see TrueSource certification logos on many products, both branded and private label. And then we expanded the program into a Made with TrueSource Honey program for food manufacturers. And some of the key items that are carrying that item, that logo right now would be if you look, take a look at the Robitussin natural cough syrup selections. Sir Kensington condiments, Droga chocolates. They're just a couple of the companies that have picked up on this program.
And how do, is there an approval process to use that logo?
There is an approval process, and if someone has interest, it's very easy just to go to the TrueSource website and you'll find a link that will basically take you to NSF's program director, Marcy Burton, and she can walk you through that process.
All right, fantastic. Well, thanks for joining me today, Jill.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Doug. I really appreciate it.
For more sweet insights, including some from TrueSource Honey, review the sweetener ingredients topic at snackandbakery.com. Thank you for spending time with us today. This is Ingrained Insights.